This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. What board leaders get wrong about communication. The lesson every board chair needs to learn before it's too late. What happened? Harvard Law School's Corporate Governance Forum recently spotlighted what makes board leadership genuinely effective versus dangerously ineffective. The piece examined how the people sitting at the top of organizations lead meetings, manage dissent, and communicate decisions. The core argument most boards fail not because of bad strategy, but because of bad communication at the leadership level. The communication angle. Here is the lesson. Stated plainly, authority without clarity is just noise with a title. Board chairs and senior leaders routinely confuse their positional power with their communication effectiveness. They assume that because people are listening, people are understanding. Those are not the same thing. A room full of nodding directors can still walk out with four different interpretations of what was just decided. That is not a strategy problem. That is a communication failure, and it starts at the top. The most effective board leaders do one specific thing that average ones skip entirely. They close every significant discussion with a stated decision, a named owner, and a deadline. Not implied. Not assumed. Stated out loud in the room. Before anyone stands up. This sounds almost embarrassingly simple. It works because it forces the leader to actually synthesize what was discussed rather than letting the meeting dissolve into vague agreement. Vague agreement is the enemy of execution. The risk of getting this wrong is not abstract. When a board chair leaves outcomes murky, two things happen immediately. First, senior executives fill the vacuum with their own interpretations, which almost always favor whatever they were already planning to do. Second, accountability disappears. Nobody owns a decision that was never clearly made. Boards then wonder why management keeps doing the wrong thing. Management was never told the right thing clearly enough. The comparison that crystallizes this: think about the difference between a chair who ends a discussion by saying, "I think we're all aligned here," versus one who says, "We've decided to pause the acquisition." Sarah owns the communication to the external advisors by Friday. One of those people is leading. The other is hosting. This is exactly the kind of scenario I break down and Say It Right Every Time. The chapter on structured closure gives you a framework for ending any high-stakes conversation in a way that produces action instead of ambiguity. Most people spend all their energy on how to open a difficult discussion and almost none on how to land it. Landing it is where the real leadership happens. The takeaway. Before your next board meeting or senior leadership session, write down the three decisions that absolutely must be made in that meeting. Not discussed. Decided. For each one, pre-draft a one-sentence decision statement that includes the action, the owner, and the date. When the discussion lands on each topic, use your pre-drafted sentence as a closing frame. Read it out loud. Ask if anyone disagrees. Then move on. You will be stunned how much cleaner the follow-through becomes. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit eamonblackthorne.com to get your copy.